Hi, welcome to Lifeway Kids Podcast. My name is Jeffrey Reed. I'm the Director of Worship and Ministry Development here in Nashville with Lifeway Kids. And I have the privilege of talking to leaders from all over the country, kids ministry leaders that serve in churches. We occasionally will interview folks on our team here, and that's what we're doing today. I've got Brian Dembozik is with us. Brian, tell us what you do here at Lifeway.
I am the director of the Gospel Project for Kids team, which means I lead that team and help produce the content, the Gospel Project.
And it is killer content. My wife and I have been teaching that on Wednesday nights in our church. It's great. And the reason I wanted to talk to you about this is because of the nature of the Gospel Project and what it is. Well, unpack it for us, because we actually produce several different curriculum here at Lifeway. We've got Bible Studies for Life. We've got Explore the Bible, and we've got the Gospel Project. Tell us what makes the Gospel Project unique.
Yeah, the Gospel Project is in a name. We are focused on the gospel. We want to show how the entire Bible is one story of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So I would say the three things that make the Gospel Project pretty unique or give us our identity. First is that we are going to have that chronological approach. We walk through Scripture from Genesis through Revelation, and we unpack that story and point how it all is about Jesus. But that's the second point, is it's all going to be Christ-centered. We're going to get to see how Christ is seen from the Old Testament, from the very beginning, all the way through, of course, Revelation. And then the third lens is that we're gospel transformative. We believe that the gospel is really what transforms behavior. And so we want to get that gospel embedded in the heart of a kid and let that work its way out in everyday living.
Nice. Well, and that's one of the things that I've come across as a director of Lifeway Kids, was conversations with leaders that they struggled a little bit with the fact that we introduce the crucifixion. We talk about blood at a younger age than church leaders are used to. So you and I can speak to this both as church ministry leaders. You've been a pastor. I've been a pastor for over 20 years and in kids ministry for a long time, but also as dads, because a lot of this people are going to wrestle with, well, I would introduce them, talk about it now, but as a Sunday school teacher or a small group leader, I wouldn't. So today's podcast really is focusing on this one question: when are kids old enough to hear that Jesus died on a cross for them? Now, listen, it's not about understanding that. That may come later. It's going to be different for different kids. But when is it appropriate or not appropriate? What age are kids old enough to hear that Jesus died on a cross?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question, Jeffrey. And you know, from a personal perspective, as you mentioned, I'm a dad. I teach first to third graders in my church on Sunday mornings as well. And my personal take on this is it's never too early. I would answer that from conception, or, you know, if you're uncomfortable talking into your wife's belly from birth, it's never too early to get the glory of Christ and the cross central and primary in the hearts and the minds of our kids. As you said, they're not going to understand it all, but I would rather them grow into it than lag behind. At the same time where I say that, I'm also keenly aware that for many, they have a compelling reason to delay that some, because once you start getting into that subject matter of the cross, it really quickly takes you to some other heavier subject matter.
What's a cross mean, Mr. Dembozik? What is that? What did they do on the cross?
Exactly.
I mean, that little five-year-old is going to ask that question, because their view of a cross is they've seen it on
jewelry,
mom's necklace or something. And so saying those words that Jesus died on a cross has those implications. Unpack that, from death to blood to the depiction with the nails and the thorns and the flesh. And even saying that word sounds salacious to me, to mention that word flesh in front of a, you know, 5-year old. So how does that unpack with all of those different components?
You know, I kind of see it as the layers of an onion. And you start very broadly with the youngest. So you have your toddler say, and you introduce just a very basic concept. It could even be that Jesus took your punishment for you, or he paid your punishment. Toddlers are familiar with punishment. They're familiar at least with timeouts or whatever you do as a parent. And so that connects with them. And then maybe you add a little bit more detail as they become preschoolers. And maybe there you talk about how he died for you. Preschoolers are aware of death. They've seen dead bugs. They may have had a grandparent die. So they're aware of death. And here's the other thing, to jump off on this quick tangent. one of the reasons why I start from it's never too early is because I want to be proactive. Those kids are going to rub shoulders with death at some point. They're going to rub shoulders with evil at some point. I'd rather explain that proactively and say there is a solution for death. There is a conqueror of evil. His name is Jesus. And that way, when they experience it, when their granddad dies, they already have an awareness of, but this is not final because of Christ. But I would just keep adding those layers to the onion. And as they get older, when they're younger kids, like early school age, then you can talk a little bit more about what the cross actually entailed. You don't have to get into graphic detail, of course, but you can mention the shedding of blood at that point. And then when they're older kids, you know, older elementary school age, you might even go a step farther and connect that back to the Old Testament sacrifices. And just so you just add, you add the layers of the onion as they grow.
Okay. Well, you've mentioned several things. I like that. And I've heard that, you know, when you say that Jesus paid the price for your sins or Jesus took the punishment for our sins, those are true. And they don't mention the death. But we do in the Gospel Project in particular, and I know this podcast isn't so much about the Gospel Project, but it has risen in this curriculum because we do talk about it at a younger age than we normally have in curriculum in the past. So I would love for you to talk to the leader out there that's listening to this that struggles with that, because that Sunday school teacher, that small group leader, or that kids ministry director is thinking of the plethora of parents that are going to pick up their kids and then the next week or get a phone call or an email and say, did you talk about blood to my child? And you're going to have leaders somewhat nervous about that. How would you help them navigate through that? And what would you say to them in light of their ministry and who they're serving in their churches?
That's a good question again. Yeah. The Gospel Project, as you mentioned, Jeffrey, by nature, not only because every Easter season we're going to take some time and deal with the cross and the resurrection, but also as we go through the chronology, we can't escape it. And if we tried, it would be a glaring hole in the gospel itself. And so we're going to rub shoulders with it, and that goes down to our new babies and toddlers curriculum. It's the same scope and sequence from birth all the way through adults. And so we're gonna deal with that. This is how I'd encourage that teacher, that leader. As we talk about this, we still have to keep in mind the concept of being age appropriate. And we've hit on this some, but just to clarify, you can talk about the same subject in an age inappropriate way or an age appropriate way.
Why don't we do that and start older and go backwards? So, you know, middle in our area, we'll serve preteens. We have a lot of tweens in our ministry. So start with them and then go back and unpack that as we go back in time and we get down to the younger kids.
Yeah, I would not be afraid with preteens of dealing more with the horrors of the cross, because, again, the more we understand the cross, the more we understand grace and the gospel itself. And so I don't think we need to be timid about doing this. And again, there's still an age-appropriate way, but I think at that age, you can get on the radar that he was beaten and what that meant.
I mean, would you say it's PG-13 material?
Without a doubt.
So with that in mind, and I do agree with you, but what warning would you give parents, or how would kids' ministry leaders, hey, we're talking about
We really encourage the Gospel Project, especially. We have parent emails that we include in our materials, tweets, Facebook posts. And so we want leaders to be proactive. We want them to let their parents know what's going to be studied on coming up and then also after. That's a great forum to give that heads up, Jeffrey. You send out an email or you send out a letter, however you communicate with your parents, and you say, look, we're going to be talking about the cross. And here's some things we're gonna rub shoulders with, and don't miss this. Here's why.
Yeah.
We don't want to make it uncomfortable for you. We don't want to scare your kids or disgust them or whatever result it would have. But we really believe we've got to understand the cross, to understand the gospel, and this is essential. That's why we go there. But you can give some of those, you know, we're going to be talking about how he was beaten.
Yeah. Well, let's go back there to the topic and start with the preteens. You kind of hit that, and then let's unpack there what it sounds like, what words you would say as we get into the younger kids.
Yeah. At that point, you're talking about crucifixion. You're talking about death. You're talking about suffering. You're talking about the pain and the anguish, because that's all important. That's part of the crucifixion. It's not just that he died. The process by which he died is also foundational to the gospel. So, you know, I'm going to be talking about those things with them. I'm talking about how he suffered. I'm going to talk about how when he was on the cross, he suffocated to death. That's how death occurred in crucifixion. And so I'm going to deal with those things, with those preteens especially. They're old enough. They see those things in movies.
Yeah.
They see those things on TV shows.
Yeah. Most of them. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Okay, let's go back then. Let's look at middle elementary. So, you know, your third through fifth graders maybe.
Yeah, those. And this gets start into my family. I've got a soon-to-be fifth grade son, and I've got a second grade second-grade daughter. So this is getting in where I am as a father. And there I'm not going to be quite as detailed in describing what happened with the crucifixion itself. I'm still going to deal with death. I would still say that he suffered. My kids know what suffering is, especially when I tell them to go clean their room on a Saturday afternoon. They know suffering. I'm going to get that on their radar as well. I'm going to talk about a little bit less detail with them, but still I want them to understand that it was a physical death and it was a difficult death for them.
Wow. Now let's go back further. We got first graders, kindergartners, first graders, maybe second.
Yeah, there again, I'm lightening it up a little bit there, to use that word, and I don't know how I feel about that word, even though I just used it. But right there, I'm going to take them to death. Again, those age groups still understand what death is. Might talk about how it hurt Jesus, but I'm not going to go as deep into the pain and the suffering. And again, here's the other thing. All these ages, we quickly also get to the resurrection.
Yeah. What about preschoolers?
Yeah, preschoolers, it's where it's even getting more
this
and more
is
difficult.
The most, also from a leadership standpoint in church ministry and in church staffs, the preschool leaders are the most sensitive to this because they really are, man, they're trying to nurture and shepherd these kids and their parents. They're, I wouldn't say overly sensitive because you can't be overly, but they're very sensitive to this topic. So lean in a little bit for those leaders and tell them how you would unpack the crucifixion to a preschooler.
This is where we get the most questions from churches about the Gospel Project. This is where we get the concern is raised the most on this age group. And you're right, Jeffrey. I think, again, this is a balance. And it's not one size fits all. Let me say that really quickly. There may be a church and their preschool group may be very good. They may be ready. They may be able to rub shoulders with a little bit more details of the cross than the church down the road. And so I would always say, leaders, you know your kids the best. You know what they're ready for. Now, we're going to give you material, for example, in the Gospel Project. We wrestle with this balance all the time. This is one of the things our team, we wrestle with. We have outside readers called appraisal readers who we ask to read the material and say, speak into us. Are we crossing a line here? Are we giving too much or not enough at times? And so this is what we wrestle with on an ongoing basis. But I would say, you know, as a leader, you know your kids better. And so you take that material that we provide. And at that age, I would say that Jesus died on the cross for us. But if that leader says, my kids aren't quite there, then you use wisdom, you use godly discernment to communicate to them as best you can the core components of the gospel. And still be faithful to the gospel. There's the challenge, Jeffrey. It'd be real easy to say, let's not talk about death at all. That's safe in terms of where the kids are developmentally, what, you know, that safe, loving environment we want to create and nurture for them. But the danger of that is we are not presenting what the Bible is all about to them.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, man, these are valuable words for leaders to hear that wrestle with this. And I think the most valuable thing we could leave with is that the essence of a curriculum, and in particular the Gospel Project, is really the key component in deciding what you want. Like the Christ centrality of the Gospel Project, of the whole scope and sequence, in essence, is really the big thing to look at, and that leaders do have the freedom to choose how to communicate a certain passage. In fact, what I've actually communicated to some of the some that had a hard time with the first and second grade materials, like, well, you can actually, because it's the same content, use the preschooler language. Because the essence of the lesson is going to be the same. And so that's a good word for most kidmen leaders here. They have the freedom to do that.
Yeah, now with the babies and toddlers materials, you can even slide down for your preschoolers.
That's right. We have so tell me about that. Is there really curriculum for babies? I mean,
there really is, but here's the caveat, Jeffrey. This is how we are coaching leaders to prepare for that.
Yeah.
We're not as naive to believe that you can have a good small group experience with your toddlers or your babies especially. So we are not giving material that you go, you know, step one, we do
your
this,
first,
step two.
Your one-year-old's going to understand the scope and sequence.
Exactly. What we have designed is materials, think of it as tools. We're giving you a toolbox. We're giving you, for toddlers, the Bible story in a paragraph. For babies, like three or four sentences.
Yeah.
And that's a tool for you to weave in, and then some activity ideas, a tool to weave into your normal rhythm. So our thinking is, you know, that one group, they can't sit their toddlers down in a circle time to do the Bible story. But while they're eating a snack, maybe, the leader can kind of share the story.
And then, and the diaper card, really, that goes in the bag. And you want these conversations really to happen in the home primarily.
Exactly.
And so
yeah.
Those parents, when they have a very simple structure and simple sentences, like you said, that those things can be repeated at home.
Exactly.
That's probably the most powerful tool of that younger age curriculum. Well, Brian, thank you so much for being with us today. Thank you for your work with the team in producing a phenomenal curriculum that literally thousands of churches are using every week to lead kids to Christ. We're grateful for that. And we're seeing a resurgence in the theological position of children's ministry leaders across the country. There's sort of an awakening, I think. I've been in kids' ministry to see a change, and they really are diving in and care deeply about the theology of what we're teaching. So that's great to see. Thank you for being with us today. Thank you out there for listening to the Lifeway Kids podcast. This is Jeffrey Reed. And we are hoping that God will use you in ways bigger than you can imagine to reach more kids and families than you ever thought possible with the hope of Jesus Christ. Thanks for listening.